From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Do you find that when you're streaming Netflix, tweeting, uploading pictures, downloading songs, that your internet sometimes becomes a little slow? It's been known to happen. Well, as is the case with many things, there's an app for that. A couple, actually. The details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from New York. And if your broadband feels a little slow lately, and in this constant streaming, downloading, data-using era, this is bound to happen tenfold. Luckily, there are a couple of ways to test out the strength of your internet connection. And here to lay it all out for us is WSJD's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So let's talk about, like, before we get into how we can test our internet speed, let's talk about usage. There's audio, there's video, there's high-def streaming. There's different increments here in terms of how much how much power you need.
Yeah, sure. Basically, when you're using any of these apps to test the speed of your internet, the main thing to look for, one of the most important things to look for, is download speed. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, when you're streaming a song to your, you know, wireless speaker, or you're watching a Netflix movie or TV show, that counts as a download because you're pulling information from servers elsewhere into your home using the internet, right? So general numbers to look for. Half a megabit per second is good enough for streaming music. 1 megabit per second can handle basic video chats in apps like FaceTime. And 5 megabits per second will get you streaming video in Netflix or Hulu in 1080p HD quality, which is good enough for most people. If you're one of those people living on the cutting edge and you have a 4K Ultra HD television set, and you want to, you know, stream a TV show in 4K from Netflix, you're going to need a whopping 25 megabits per second.
Wow.
Just for the video stream. So if you want to do anything else while watching that video stream, like looking at Twitter on your phone, or, you know, maybe someone else in your home is using the internet in another room,
right,
you're going to need more than 25 megabits to make up for all that stuff.
So let's talk about some of the apps that are available. We'll take them one by one. You mentioned two specifically in your article. Fast Speed Test, how does that work?
Yeah, Fast Speed Test is from Netflix, and it's really, really simple. Basically, all it shows you is your download speeds in megabits per second. And if you want to go deeper, another app to check out is called Ookla Speed Test.
Okay.
Fast Speed Test is pretty much the place to start, because for most people, they just want to know whether or not their internet is slow, and download speeds are the most important. And if you're not getting what you want there, then I think you should go to Ookla Speed Test, which gives you upload speeds and ping as well.
Gotcha. What about upload speed? Can we sort of measure how great that works? And can you talk about the difference?
Yeah. Upload speed is what's happening when you're taking any data from your computer, your device, and you're sending it out into the world. So maybe you're uploading a photo to Instagram, or maybe you're uploading a video to Snapchat, or you're sharing a document via email or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's upload speed. And usually, because we do so much more downloading than uploading, your internet service provider is going to basically give you a little bit less bandwidth for your uploads. The general rule from the Federal Communications Commission for what's considered broadband speed is at least 25 megabits per second for downloads, and about 3 megabits per second for upload speed. So if you're seeing something in that neighborhood, then you're getting what is considered broadband by today's standards.
Why might we be using more bandwidth? We've tried out the apps. We still see that we're just using so much bandwidth, paying for more bandwidth. Why might that be? Can we troubleshoot a little bit here?
Yeah, definitely. A good place to start is really understanding what you're paying for.
Okay.
Internet service providers have different packages, and some will sell you broadband. And if so, then that promise of 25 megabits per second downloads and 3 megabits per second uploads. If you're not paying for a broadband package, you're likely going to be getting slower speed than that. So you really need to figure out what you're paying for and what the promise from your internet service provider is first. And then you need to look at the speed you're getting to see if you're getting what you're paying for. But quite frankly, we are watching more video than ever before. We're engaging in more online gaming than we've ever done before. We're just using more internet than ever
yeah.
before. And it's not just you know, you in your home. It's everybody
all
on your
us.
Block.
Exactly.
So this actually factors into how you troubleshoot as well. You're going to want to try and test both during peak hours, like right when you get home, but then also during calmer times, like maybe, you know, late at night after a lot of people have gone to sleep, or during the middle of the day when people are at work instead of hanging out in your neighborhood. So what's happening during peak hours can affect how much bandwidth you get, because your internet service provider is not just sending, you know, data to you. They're sending data to everyone's home.
Makes a lot of sense. Before we wrap, any last-minute tips?
Yeah, a couple more tips. When you're testing, make sure that everyone in your home is also not on the internet at the same time.
Okay.
Because if you're testing in your living room and then, you know, someone else is in a bedroom, you know, watching a 4K video or something, that's going to skew your results. And if you're doing all these testing and you're not seeing what you want, then what I would recommend is using multiple apps and screenshotting those apps, and then reaching out to your internet service provider and saying, hey, you know, you promised me these speeds. I tested it on, you know, the Netflix Fast app. I tested it on the Ookla speed test. If your router has its own app, which a lot of modern routers do, that can tell you your speeds, mm-hmm. you can screenshot that too. And you can use this as evidence to argue for better service. And in everything that I found, if you bring this to the table, usually, they will make some changes to get you a little bit better of a package, or maybe even give you a discount on some of your bills where you've paid for more speed than you got.
Really great info. Thank you for the lowdown, as always, Nathan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to Nathan Olivares-Giles. You can check out his article and video at WSJD.com for more. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.